Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here, and today we are talking about observation as the best tool for transforming. Years ago, I was working with a spiritual mentor, and one of the things, there were a few things that I really wanted to work on. I wanted to work on my drive and need and habit of wanting to be in control, even being in control of spirit. Two, I wanted to work on being a less judgmental person, which ties into that control thing, right? Like, no one knows better than me, and how stupid are others, right? Even the judgment also on that flip side of myself, because on the opposite of I know the best is I know nothing. So both of those pieces of judgment were things that I wanted to really dive into. And so between the idea of working on, you know, lessening the control and working on releasing judgment and becoming a less judgmental spiritual person, she taught me something that has changed the way that I work internally. And that is a simple tool of observation. She says, if you want to be less judgmental, then for the next week, because we're meeting weekly, for the next week, simply take note of every time you're feeling judgmental, every time you have a judgmental thought. But here's the trick. Don't just take note. Take yourself out of it and become an observer, as if you were watching a movie, as if you were watching someone else go through a play. Take yourself out of the equation and simply see. And I thought, okay, great. So this is the part where I'll come to you with a big list of places and then we'll work on fixing it, right? And she's like, sure. She often humored me. I said, sure, sure. Just go observe for the next week. And so I left her office and I noticed that from the moment I left until the moment I got home, I had no less than 47 judgmental thoughts, most of which were the judgment of me judging and then judging the judging. It was like this infinite mirror, you know, in one of those fun houses that has a room of mirrors and it's the reflection of the reflection of the reflection. It was so depressing. And for the first couple of days, literally, I have never heard so much judgment in my life. I had no idea that I was holding myself hostage almost 24/7 with thoughts of judgment. Judgment around, you know, God, those weeds out there are just driving me crazy. Why doesn't someone pick them? To why don't I pick them? To why am I judging someone for not picking them? Right? This, all of these thoughts, the judgment on top of the judgment on top of the judgment. And then something miraculous started to happen. I started releasing the judgment around having the judgmental thoughts, which of course exponentially cut down the amount of judgmental thoughts I was having. Just because I'd been observing it for a couple of days and I got tired of judging myself for that. And it became like, yep, there's a thought. Oh, yep, there's a judgment. It wore me down to the point where all I was doing was literally observing. And then after about 4 days, I noticed that I was observing less thoughts. And it wasn't that I had stopped observing, but I noticed that I was having less judgment come up. And by the time a week went through of me simply observing where it was I was feeling judgmental or having these thoughts, I noticed that I was in such a different place. And it wasn't like I was perfect. I still had judgmental thoughts pop up. But when they did, a couple of different things changed. It didn't compound into a whole series of things that held me back. It became something of a, oh, judgmental thought. And in the observation, I could course correct really easily without fighting, without having to throw all of these things to clear myself of this horrendous block of judgment. I could literally just look at it and be present with that thought and think to myself, huh, judgment. Do I need to do anything around it? Or is it just a fleeting thought? Most of the time, it became a fleeting thought. It was just, oh, just a fleeting thought. Interesting. And every once in a while, I'd get one that was like, oh, that was a big one. I wonder where that's coming from. And I became an observer of the whole host of things of where it came from. Because I had taught myself to remove myself from the present moment, right? To jump out of that infinite ego loop and into this situation right now. Why did that pop up? And is there anything I need to shift here? And I want you to really hear this. The most powerful tool for me to release my judgment of myself and others was actually doing nothing but watching. We try to make it so complicated and complex when transformation can happen right now in this instant, right? Transformation is available to us 24/7 if we get into the present tense and just watch. Because when we're sitting there in that state of observation, when we're in a place of neutrality around what's happening in our own internal dialogue, we can actually step back and say, this is it. And we can have clarity and the complexity drops away and we can move forward. So I'm going to ask you to try that this week. Maybe it's not judgment for you. Maybe it's, you know, something around money. Every time you have a negative money thought, every time you wear something that you hate, observe it. Like, I wonder why I chose that today. Every time you do some behavior or have some repetitive thought pattern that you would like to break for good, choose one. And say, okay, this week I'm doing nothing but observing where I belittle myself. I'm doing nothing but observing my emotions every time I pull my credit card out of my wallet. Right? What can you shift in your life automatically by doing nothing except becoming a neutral set of eyes on what it is that you are fighting so hard against and for? Because when we have something repetitive like that show up, there is something fighting against it, like, oh no, I don't want this behavior. I'm going to make myself wrong for having this behavior, which, by the way, sinks the tendrils deeper into your system. And there's a part of you that really wants that behavior, right? That ego loop that needs that safety, that needs to be insulated somehow by this emotional response, spiritual response, physical response. So we are in a place of tension between wanting it and not wanting it. And we're holding it on like this. And when we learn to just observe, not fix and battle and not accept and love, but to simply observe, what happens is all of a sudden, the energy can move. You're not attached to having it or not having it, it simply is. And when it simply is, it has the space and the room to be in alignment with who you are at your core when you're not trying to hold on to other things. So that's our class on observing to transform. I am really, actually, truly excited to hear what it is that you're going to transform in this next week by using this. or what your response is to being able to do this type of passive transformation. All right. So make sure you put all of your comments in the group. I love you all. Until next week, blessings.